A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Picture the scene which John presents in today's reading. The disciples have been fishing all night long and have caught nothing. Then they notice a person on the shore who calls out to them asking if they've caught anything. And when they answer no, the stranger tells them to cast their nets over the right side of the boat and they will make a catch. And the surprising thing is they listened to him and did so. Surprising because, remember, Luke told us that after Jesus called some of his first disciples and used their boat to deliver his teaching to the people, he asked Peter to set out to the deep and lower his nets for a catch. And Peter was not quick to obey, since they had fished all night and caught nothing, believing that it would be a waste of time and effort. But after Peter voiced his objection, he did lower the nets, and we know that they had a great catch. But now, here is a stranger who asks them if they caught anything, and after their response, tells them, experienced fishermen, specifically where to let the nets down, and they do so. No objection, no questions about the credibility of this stranger. They just follow his advice and have a great catch of fish. And that's when the disciple whom Jesus loved recognizes Jesus. What if they had not paid attention to the stranger? They were on the lake in a boat, and the stranger was on shore. There was no recognition, no reason to trust this person. What if they had ignored him and his advice, and just eventually come to shore having caught nothing? Would Jesus have been recognized from the boat? Would Jesus still be waiting for them with breakfast? Would they have had enough fish? Although that wouldn't really have been a problem for Jesus, would it? What made them listen to the stranger? Did their association with Jesus change them in ways that cause them to be more accepting of others, more accepting even of their own limitations, more open to possibilities. What if they had not listened to the stranger? Think about what they would have missed. Another miraculous catch. A breakfast they would never forget. Another encounter with their risen Lord, which will further unfold in tomorrow's reading. An experience they would share with others over and over again. An event that would be proclaimed through the ages. And the question comes to me, what if Christ appears to me, and because I do not recognize him, I ignore him? What if opportunities come my way, and because they are not familiar, I decide not to accept them? What if I refuse to listen to others' ideas and suggestions? What if I am not open enough to realize that my way just may not be the best way after all? What if? What might I be missing? Dear provident and gracious God, you who are constantly mindful of us, your children, give us your spirit to recognize truth when it comes to us, to accept every opportunity that will bring us closer to you. We ask you this in the name of Jesus, your Son, and our risen Lord. Amen.